In Genesis, Turn It On Again, the Dusty Show, 3 minutes after 6. I'm so glad you're with me. That was the lead-off track from CC9, so if you pre-ordered that during Marathon, you must be very, very excited right now to know that some Phil is going to be re-entering your life, some Genesis. Turn It On Again. That's just one of 30 tracks you're going to hear on CC9. The ACU is fired up. Jeff checking in from Scotland already. All our friends will be joining us soon on the ACU playlist. This is Peter Banks in the background, original guitarist of Yes. I'm just getting squared away here, hitting a few buttons, firing the phone up. The number in the studio, Fabio's going to hang around, by the way, 201-209-9368. Jot this down, you guys. I know nobody wants to be the first to call. It's hard to make that first call. I understand you're a little bit shy. 201-209-9368 is the number. Bob's getting situated. What'd you think this week? We haven't talked politics for so long on the Dusty Show. It used to be almost every week before the election. And then it got a little toxic for me. I had to back off from it. I think a lot of us felt the same. Let's back away from this a little bit. How about you? What's your take on it? Are you paying attention? Are you blocking it out? Are you for Trump, against, somewhere neutral in the middle? That seems unlikely. Such a polarizing figure. Fabio's looking at his phone. Everything okay, Fab?
Everything is good here.
Right. So what did you think, Fab, about Comey? Were you surprised with the firing of FBI Director Comey?
Well, I mean, it's a bit complicated, actually, because, you know, he wasn't, like, exactly the greatest FBI director ever, you know. But the way that, you know, Trump went ahead to just fire him outright because things were getting a little too close for comfort, so to speak. That's a really like unpleasant way to approach things, I think. I mean, yes, he is the president. He can do that.
Right.
But, I mean, the guy was in the middle of an investigation, and it's just like, it's so blatant.
Do you think he's? Does it make him look like he's hiding a collusion with the Russians?
It's hard to say that. You know, I don't. I'm not going to say yes or no on that because who can say for sure? But that's what the investigation is all about. So let him do the job that he's hired to do.
Right, right. And Democrats will say, well, geez, he screwed Hillary Clinton over before the election. Now why all of a sudden are you defending him? Why wouldn't you want him out of there?
There's all levels and layers of, like, nonsense with this.
We're all armed with to argue with the other side about. Right, look it, we've got some calls. You ready to take a couple, Fob? Should we just wade right into it?
Go.
All right, let's see, first of all, if this works. What do you think the odds are? Dusty Show, anybody there? Hello?
Hello.
All right, so that's on.
That's on. I hear something there.
Right. Let's try another one. Dusty Show, anybody there? Oh, gosh.
Here.
Hello?
Hello, Dusty.
Yes, I can hear you.
It's Clay Pigeon.
Me?
Oh, well, this is Eddie in Poughkeepsie. How are you today?
Hi, Eddie. You're in Poughkeepsie?
Yes.
Eddie, you've got an unusual speech pattern there. Are you from a different country? What's the story?
Well, I have a breaking news item for you.
Okay.
Oh? Yes, they're writing a musical on Broadway starring Donald Trump.
Right.
A musical starring Donald Trump.
Yeah, it's called Hitler on the Roof.
That's good.
And now, listen, there's somebody here who'd like to talk to you, all right? Just hold a minute.
Okay.
This sounds like a whole routine that's going.
Hey, Dusty, this is Colonel Carl. Why haven't you had me on the radio in so long?
That's your Colonel Carl imitation? Well, thanks for trying. I'm flattered that you gave it a shot.
All righty. Well, you have a good day there, Dusty.
Jesus, Dusty.
This guy was just about doing his routine.
I know. I appreciate the call, though. Uh-oh. I think I might have. That might have been the wrong one. Anybody there, Dusty Show? Right. Now let's try this
you
one.
Hung somebody
anybody
up.
There, Dusty Show?
How you doing?
I'm doing very good. How are you today?
Good. So is there a theme to the requests, or can I just request them?
Well,
There's no requests.
It's not a request thing. We're talking about politics. We're talking about President Trump and your feelings about the president. Right.
Well, I'm looking in the rearview mirror of the car that I'm driving, and backwards it says on my pin, not my president. That's a good start.
Not my president. Wow, now I'm a little worried about you driving and talking. Do you have a headset on?
I do. I got my buds in.
Good.
It's great that you're doing this.
Are you upset about the way things are now? Are you a Hillary voter, a Bernie voter?
I was a Hillary voter because I didn't want to take a chance.
Right.
I like Bernie very, very much.
Right. I voted for him.
Yeah. So I guess I went with the mainstream. I do a lot of political, socially conscious theater, and I've done it for a long time, and just about anything that can change the world, a piece on bullying, a piece on the over-medication of children, a piece on guns. And so I was hoping it was going to be an administration that would embrace, you know, the further changing of, you know, we had a good start on things, equality, you know, and now we have to march all over again for stuff. And I'm almost 60, and it really, I was totally surprised by it.
Right.
So shocked.
If you were in a room with President Trump and you had his attention, what would you say to him?
Would there be a bat present?
A what?
A baseball bat.
You want to have a baseball bat in the room with you?
I just wondered. No, I would say,
that's
one
good.
Of those things where when I have this conversation, anything that's rational that you talk with someone about, then the next news cycle, what would you say to that? What would you say to the fact that, you know, he fires somebody and blames something very populist from months ago. He's more obsessed with being right than doing.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
It's all about his ego. That's for sure. That's obvious.
So when there's a narcissist, how do you reason with them? And I guess if I were there, I basically would say, philosophically, I would say, what are you serving? Are you serving a white America? Are you serving, you know, something you never got, or the way things were? Are you serving a bigger ambition to be a dictator? Mm-hmm. You know, like, at least let me know so I can go someplace or do, you know, whatever. I can know. But, in the most kind sense, I would say, what is it you want? What, you know, I would love to know, because nothing in his campaign, as odious as it was, he hasn't even kept to those things.
He's been obliterating the healthcare system, that's for sure.
Yeah. Right. He's eviscerating anything that's good for, quote, the little guy.
Yeah.
Caller, we have a limited amount of time here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What? No, don't be sorry. That's great stuff here. What message would you have for our listeners today? A message of peace and love.
A message of peace and love for me is still not, it's not passive. And peace and love isn't necessarily passive. It's get off of Facebook and go. Go and visit someone who represents you. And of the 20 that might do it, one of you will get involved and try to be a representative. I do believe that getting involved will give you a chance to pay anything good about yourself forward. It's not in just going on Facebook and saying, I signed this invisible petition. Get out, go to a representative, go hand out flyers. You'll be surprised at how tough it can be
to
talk to people, but that's the hard work for which everything else in your life, I think, is preparation.
Thanks, man.
So,
I appreciate your call.
You be well. You be well, you guys. Good luck and peace to you.
Keep listening.
Thanks.
Call me again, won't you?
Thank you. I will.
Thanks. All right, buddy. After 6:00 on the Dusty Show.
This music is very sensitive.
Philip Glass.
Yeah. It somehow it gives you a little bit of a...
Gravitas?
A little bit. Just a little bit.
Overshooting into my wishes there. It gives you no gravitas, Pigeon. Hey, we got another one. Anybody there? Dusty Show?
Yes.
Hi, who am I talking to?
You're talking to Jesse.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
Pretty good.
Jesse, do you have a radio on? I hear something in the background. If you do, please turn it down, okay?
Sure, let me turn it down a little bit.
Okay, thanks.
It sounds like
How's
it's coming
that
through.
Better?
Yeah, that sounds better, Jess.
An old walkie-talkie.
Yeah.
Where are you calling from, Jess?
I'm calling from Kenilworth.
Where?
Kenilworth.
Where is
that?
What?
New Jersey.
Kenilworth. Right. What part of New Jersey is that in?
Well, Central.
Central New Jersey.
It's okay. Near Westfield Summit.
Ah, okay.
Anyway, you know, Jim Comey, he had to go. You know, you can't be going on television and telling the public, you know, that Hillary, her emails and everything were compromised, and then there's no support to indict.
Right.
And then, you know, the Democrats were all for that, you know?
Right.
And then, you know, you have this, you say there's this collusion with Russia. And, you know, there was a couple of months that have gone by since the election, and I don't really see that, you know. But being that we live in a democracy, if there is any collusion, if Trump did have any collusion with Russia, isn't this a great country where if that did occur, we can impeach our president?
Right, but don't you think there has to be an investigation for that?
I'm sorry?
Don't you think there should be an investigation?
Well, of course, Comey's not doing the investigation. He's just head of any kind of department. Your boss doesn't play the music on your station. He just runs the station. And so Comey was in charge of that, but it seems to me, as a citizen, I'm looking at that and thinking to myself, he didn't do a good job with Hillary's investigation, where other people were. I mean, there was a fellow who was taking pictures aboard an airplane, and a military fellow, and he got 2 years in prison for that, you know? And, you know, when you're compromising top-secret information... it doesn't look good. It doesn't look.
Jesse, why did Trump wait so long? If this was about Hillary, why did he wait until now to pull the plug on Comey? It looks very suspicious.
That's a very good question. You know, and I listen to all these news shows and things like that. And, you know, everybody has their own view and speculation.
Right.
But, you know, Donald Trump seems like one of these kind of individuals. He's not a politician. Everybody knows that. He's a businessman. And, you know, he likes to tweet and things like that. And I think he'll make the public aware, because that's a question that everybody wants answered. And I think in a couple of days he's going to stand up and he's going to tell the people why he did that. You know?
Right. I guess
like I said, you know, you gotta. It's a democracy, you know?
Right. I guess
you can't jump to conclusions. We have to sit back. We have to try to do things and listen to each other in a peaceful fashion.
That's what we're trying to do, Jesse. Can I say something, Jesse? Jesse? Jesse?
Yeah.
I guess what we're worried about is because the Republicans have such a strong control on all the branches of government that we might not get that investigation.
Well, as long as the Democrats are in power, we are lucky to have a country that we have our Democrats and Republicans, and we have our checks and balances. I just wish that the Democrats would be a little bit more aggressive, you know what I mean, and think a little bit more with more logic, you know, instead of, you know, the blame game. People want to see more substance instead of accusation.
Do you feel that the Republicans gave Obama due respect? That they didn't blame him with every move that he made, or did he deserve it, Jesse?
Republicans didn't do it. You're exactly, yes, that's true. But that's why this is a democracy, and we have our checks and balances. But you know, I got to say, one thing. I don't want to hog up the talk here.
Thanks,
your radio
Jess.
Station, FMU, is a great station. I listen to Bob Brainin and Mike. You guys got a great station.
Mike's great.
Mike.
Do you like Clay Pigeon? Clay Pigeon. What do you think of Clay Pigeon?
I listen to your station all the time. Thing is, you know, and I contribute some, you know.
Thanks, man.
But you know, you gotta play it both ways.
We're trying, Jess. That's what I'm trying to do. Jess, I gotta cut in, buddy. All right. There's no way in. Was there any way in?
I don't know. Maybe he couldn't hear you.
I don't know. You still there, Jess?
Yes, I'm here.
What's your closing comment to everybody? What do you want to say to everybody about all of this?
You know what? I think we got to start listening to each other more, both sides, Democratic and Republican. There was even, you know, my daughter was even saying this morning, the head of the education department was making a speech at one of the universities, and she was booed. You know, I think people should become a little bit more smarter, take a step back, listen to others, and then, you know, And listen, and then if you disagree with it, then you can disagree. But I think nobody's listening anymore. People are just automatically, they don't want to hear it. They just put their hand up and they say, talk to the hand, where we need communication in this country.
Do you feel,
have to communicate. That's
Jesse,
the most important
listen,
thing.
Jesse, you're not communicating. It's like a one-way conduit here. You got to let me talk too, buddy.
Go ahead, my friend.
Okay, do you feel like that's just Democrats that aren't listening?
No, it's everybody.
Thanks, man.
It's everybody.
That's all I wanted to hear, Jess.
Everybody.
Jesse, I really appreciate your call, and I appreciate all your thoughts.
You guys got a great show.
Will you call
Take
me
care
again?
Of yourself.
Call Bye-bye. Me again? All right, Jesse. Take care, man. He's a good guy, you know.
But I don't think he could hear you.
Maybe not. Maybe not. I don't talk very loud either, Bob. Let me get rid of that. We have another one here. Let's see who it is. Good stuff so far. Hey, this is Clay Pigeon on the Dusty Show with Fabio here. It's 18 after 6. What's your beef, as Joe Pine used to say?
George Plumman, Abby Beachman.
I can't. I don't know what
he's that?
I don't know what he's saying.
Just having a conversation with like some, I don't know. What the hell was that?
Just some kind of gorilla crash in where they talk real fast and then hang up. I don't know why. We have no calls right now. 201-209-9368. Maybe you're just sick of it. I know I was tuned out for the longest time and had been doing this morning show thing, which kept me really busy. And then the Comey news dropped, and I turned on the TV again, and it took me, Bob, about 10 minutes to just feel sick to my stomach.
It was pretty harsh stuff. I mean, not pleasant. The way things went down and are evolving.
Right.
At the moment. 201-209-9368 is the number to call if you want to check in here and put your 2 cents in. I think we got a call there.
Okay, Bob, just 1 second. For a minute.
So Clay Pigeon here is talking about the politics of the day, it seems. This is the theme of the show, right?
Right. Is anybody there? Clay Pigeon, Dusty Show.
I won't do anal. Don't ask me.
Hello?
What?
I don't know.
What did he say?
I wish
he said something stupid.
I know. I wish they'd just talk because when they don't, it's like they're scared. They just want to ambush you,
exactly.
But they're scared. They're
scared
to mix it up because they're afraid
they're
that you'll out-argue
them. Yeah, well, they're...
So
exactly.
It is cowardly.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I mean, anybody can do
that. In Brooklyn, we used to call guys like that pussies.
Dusty Show, anybody there?
Yeah, hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hi. It's John.
Hi, John. How are you?
Okay. Okay, I don't know if you guys have heard the latest, the umpteenth time that the gang that couldn't shoot straight, the Trump gang, is given the explanation why they fired Comey. And they're going to be airing it on NBC in a few minutes. They already aired parts of it. It was at noontime. He had an interview with Lester Holt, the fearless leader. And now he says, well, he would have fired Comey irrespective of the assistant attorney general's recommendation. The reason he fired him was, get this, because Comey, it was a showboat, a grandstander.
Right,
the FBI
right.
was in turmoil.
He said he was just doing a...
The comical lack of self-awareness is also typical. Yeah, Comey was a showboater.
Wow.
Comey is a grandstander. That's why he didn't deserve to have his job.
Wow, that's really strange. I don't know what to make of that.
Who did you vote for?
Hillary.
You did.
Yeah.
Right.
I was hoping again. I should have known. The first time I voted was back in '72. We were so psyched. Fairly recently, the kids got the right to vote at 18. And what happens? Tricky Dick defeats the peace candidate McGovern in a landslide. And Watergate was already in the news. And then, of course, a year and a half later, we have to dispatch Tricky Dicky. And so I thought of that this past summer and fall. The public can't be that stupid again. But
yes, they can.
Yeah. I mean, it's disappointing. Like I said, as you can gather, I'll be 65 next month. And it's just, in one sense, it's pointless to try to talk to Trump supporters. Their minds are made up. Don't confuse them with the facts. But they get into political arguments. But it's just so frustrating because I was a kid in the 60s. We had such high hopes for this country, this society. And now, my God, just when I think that this is what we've come to. Look at the rest of the world. Talk about health care. The Western industrialized nations, they're so much better than we are as far as health care, as far as outshining us.
That,
we're still got this capital punishment.
Did you hear that?
Women leaders, we had a chance, and then this is what we put in?
Hello. Did you hear the statement when Trump met with the Australian Prime Minister, and he tells him
he let it slip.
He tells him, have the best health care system.
They have better health care. Yeah, so they play that. When Bernie Sanders, when he heard that, he was ready to split a gut laughing. But
are you hopeful for the future?
Well, I there's always hope, it's... But I think back in the Watergate era and Nixon, as Jimmy Breslin, the title of his book, The Good Guys, finally won. But in many ways, it could have gone the other way. There was a whole contingent that was perfectly content with the status quo as Nixon Watergate. It was in the Times Magazine section a few Sundays ago. Gail Sheehy was in a bar in Astoria, Queens, during the Watergate hearings, and one working-class bar guy in the bar stool was looking up, saying, "If I was Nixon, I'd shoot every one of them." It was unclear who they were, but you know that mentality, that Nixonian silent majority, it's been nurtured and cultivated in the past 40, 50 years through talk radio, Fox News. It's so widespread that it's discouraging.
What's your message to the listeners, man? A message of peace and love. I know you sound a little down in the dumps today about politics.
Yeah.
What do you want to say to people?
Hang in there. Don't get despite what you just heard from me, don't get discouraged. There's always hope. Things can turn around. I mean, it was statistically 10 million people. More people voted against Trump. Numbers don't lie. We should not be discouraged and move forward. And
Right.
And,
thank you,
referring to the previous call, I don't just waste your time going in circles in the blogosphere, but get out there and get active in with your fellow citizens.
Thanks, man. I appreciate your calling me today. Will you call again?
Oh yeah, sure.
All right.
And I'm a fan. I'm a fan of you. I love it when you do the morning shows.
Thanks,
as well.
Buddy. Thank you so much. Maybe I'll get to do that again. I hope so.
Okay, hang in there.
I will, man.
Good work. Take care.
You're a good man. Thanks. Thanks a lot, buddy. Boy, people got a lot to say, don't they?
Oh yeah. Phil? Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, he actually likes your show.
Actually, like, you can't believe it. Look, at they want to talk about this. You guys try to keep your comments, you know, not too long. We have several calls, so, you know, I don't want these calls to be 6 and 7 minutes long. Let's try to make them 2 and 3 minutes long.
Okay.
But I'm really glad you're calling, so just keep doing that anyway.
201-209-9368.
Right. Right, they were asking. Thanks, Bob. 201-209-9368. We have another caller on the line. Who is it? I don't know. That guy calls all the time. That's how he gets his kicks, Bob.
He's a
whatever.
Moron.
Maybe.
Hey, that's a hell of a way to start a conversation.
Not you,
not
Frederick.
Not you, not you. Sorry.
Calling me a moron?
No. We're talking about the guy who's doing some prank calling here.
Right. Oh, was he just before me again?
Yes.
Yeah,
he's a wiener. At least let us hear what he's saying, if he's saying something.
I know. Why is he
rude,
so scared? Why is he so scared to just talk to us?
Like I said, he's a pussy.
I don't know. I've been watching that a lot, observing that a lot with the, you know, the Rob Lori down here on WMNF that I like so much. You know?
Right. The news director down there, right, Bob? Or Fredericks?
That's all right. Yes. Yeah, and he's got
my
a
old
wonderful
station.
Show on mm-hmm. daily.
Yeah.
And when he confronts people and he asks uncomfortable questions, a lot of times people will just hang up the phone. They don't answer. And, you know, when they try to talk around the question, he just keeps asking the same question.
Right.
And they just hang up.
How come our big media people, they don't seem to be able to do that as much as we'd like them to?
They used to. And you see it every once in a while. I do not know.
Is it strictly a financial thing where they're like, okay, our paying audience is divided into two camps. We can't totally alienate one of them or we'll just lose too much money.
I don't think that's it. What my understanding is it's access. And if you pin somebody down on a question, you won't ever get to ask another one.
Right.
You know, so the people, they still want to be represented in the White House. Although, did you hear about that meeting with only the Russians? The Russians had to give the photos to the American journalists?
Right, and the American press was pretty much kept out, right?
Yeah.
Pretty I don't know.
Freaky. Anyway, Frederick, you were asking questions, and I wanted to give you both sides about this Comey thing.
Okay,
all
go
right?
ahead, Frederick. You're a smart guy.
I got the Tampa Bay Times, so
give us your version.
Informed. Anyways, let's start in the why Comey went legitimately. This new guy, Rosenstein, the guy that's
the
assistant?
Right.
All right. This is the argument. He didn't like the way Trump handled Hillary's information in July.
Right.
He liked it even less in October. And then when he most recently spoke about it, he misquoted the number of confidential emails that might have been contained in it. And that was the last straw for him. And he said, this man is incompetent and he must go.
Right.
I don't believe that.
I don't either.
No. He's only been on the job for 2 weeks. Trump and Sessions called him into the office and said, this guy's being fired tomorrow. And you're the new guy, and you got to come up with a reason for it, because he's going to be fired. People are going to want to know why, and it is your idea.
Fredericks, Fabio,
yes?
Fabio is not convinced that Trump is colluding. Actually, I admire you for that take.
I didn't say that I'm...
You said you don't know.
I don't know, yeah.
And I don't know either.
No one really knows for sure.
Right.
Well, because
right.
we're closed out, Fabio, but the tale I've heard now from multiple sources, I mean, like maybe 30 different, well, I haven't heard from them all, but I mean, there have been 30 confirmed sources, is that Sessions and, what did I say his name was, Rosenstein, were at the White House for different events Trump found out that they were both there, he was already steaming over Comey's testimony on the television. Plus, he's getting more press than Trump, so that pisses him off.
Right.
And he called the three of them, had a huddle in Trump's office, and Comey was fired the next day. I mean, it's either that, or he just felt like they were getting too close, and this is like an Archibald Cox kind of deal, and we don't have anybody with the integrity to say, no, sir, I won't do that, and resign.
Right.
No, because that happened twice, right? Richardson and then the other guy right after him. Ruckelshaus, I think his name was, or something like that.
Ruckelshaus.
They both refused, and then it was Robert Bork that actually gave Archibald Cox the axe.
Fredericks?
Yes?
Ryan's doing nothing. McConnell, they're all kind of nothing to see here, folks. Move it on.
Ryan. That guy is that guy's a useless tool.
Why would they be doing that?
Where is this headed? We hear terms like this is a big time authoritarian move. A lot of the population likes the idea of the strong man.
Yes.
That we hear about the FCC maybe cracking down on Colbert.
Yeah,
that's outrageous.
Yes, There's also, they said, without Comey, we have to be very careful about our internet privacy.
Where are we headed down the road?
Well, I'm hoping to be like South Korea. You know, they let the corruption get to a certain point, and the people took to the streets.
I kind of wonder. I mean, I live in Manhattan. I feel like I haven't seen the protesting I thought I might at this point. What are we waiting for?
I think we're waiting for a trigger.
Flashpoint?
Yes. And the thing that I fear the greatest is some sort of terrorist attack, because then they'll be able to make their final move. Because there was a lot of laws, like in 1999, about presidential ethics and stuff that had been passed during Nixon's era and that were allowed to lapse. Then after 9/11. Bush increased the president's power, the executive power. Mm, yeah. Obama expanded upon that, and then he handed it to a lunatic.
Yeah. Fredericks, I got a lot of calls waiting
here.
Yeah,
well, you should.
What do you want to say to people?
Don't give up. I've been calling congressmen. I even called the Department of Justice today and told them they needed a special prosecutor to investigate the Russian-Trump connection. And then I said, now you need another one to investigate the firing of James Comey. Thank you very much. I hung up.
Thanks.
But anyways, just keep fighting. Call him up. Raise hell. We're on the street.
That's actually a very good point, is to tell people to call their congressmen.
Oh, yeah. And they say even more importantly is writing letters.
Yeah, postcards. Postcards
are
easy.
Five physical postcards is like worth 5,000 emails.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate your call, Fredericks.
Yeah,
thanks a lot,
thanks for talking about it, Clay. And hi, Father. It's great hearing your voice again.
All right, man.
See you later.
Thanks. Bye.
Take care, my friend. Fredericks in Newport Richie, an old friend of mine, actually, from back in my Tampa Bay days. Frequent caller, friend of Tom Sharpling.
Mm-hmm.
Good man.
All right.
Oh, geez, look, Bob, all these lines are lit up. Let me get rid of that one. I was going to play a song, but maybe as long as the phone's ringing, let's just let people talk. I appreciate your staying here today, Fabio. I can't imagine this with just me, can you?
Sure, why not? Why not?
Who's on the phone?
Hello, Fabio.
Hello? Oh, this jackass. All right, here we go. WFMU.
Hi, is this Clay?
This is Clay. Who's this?
This is Jolie.
Hi, Jolie. How are you?
I'm not bad.
Not bad. What are you thinking, Jolie, about all this you're hearing?
I don't know. You know, I just can't help feeling that it's all going to come to a head and there's going to be some kind of crazy coup. Trump's going to, like, abscond to another country. Maybe
no, he's not going to do that.
Well, I want to hear this, Bob. This is good.
Don't you feel like it's all, like, how can this go on for 4 years? Don't you think, like, something's going to happen long before the first term's over?
It's already happening while all this distraction is
going on. I mean, I've spoken to people who think he's going to get a second term.
Right.
Oh, please, no. Yeah. I don't think he's going to. I have this feeling he's not going to make it through the first, because he's going to say some kind of crazy thing on air or, I don't know, is going to cause some kind of commotion with a foreign government, and something's going to trigger some kind of crazy response in the people.
I think, you know, it's funny because, like, yesterday with Comey, and then there's, if you go online, read comments, I'm kind of a junkie for that stuff. I am. Uh-huh. Kirsten's like, why are you reading that stuff? It just upsets you. So, but we get excited, and you think, here we go. This is going to be the straw that broke the,
right.
The Republicans.
And it's not happening.
The
yet.
Republicans are finally going to go, enough. Mm. And yet,
it's not happening.
On
yet.
We go. So,
Bobby has a point about the distractions. You know, every news cycle has a new distraction from the calamity that went the week before.
Right. Well,
plus, the Republicans. They don't want to go along with the Democrats no matter what. They just have this
right.
oppositional, you
they
know.
Like, dug in their heels, right,
naysay.
It feels like?
Yeah, you know, it's really a very strange thing, you know, that's happening with Republicans these days.
Right.
They don't want to communicate with Democrats at all. They just, if they're for it, they're against it.
Do you
it.
Want to communicate with Republicans, Fabio?
Yeah, I mean, this is a democracy. You have to have, you know, communication between all the thinking, you know, all the parties
right.
have to communicate to make it work. Otherwise, it's not going to work.
What about you, Jolie? Do you have Republican friends that you're interacting with?
Yes, I do. And we try to avoid the topic because we need to get along with our family. Family's supposed to be important, right? But
right.
I have my mom and certain relatives who are Trump supporters. And it's hard. It's difficult. My daughter didn't want to talk to my mother for a while after the election.
Yeah. I have a brother that we're not speaking so much right now. It makes me very sad. And we're all very subject to being manipulated by the media. It's very sophisticated these days. As smart as you think you are, it does get under your skin and into your mind. From many angles. What do you want to say to people, Jolie? It's really nice to talk to you. I don't mean to push you along, but...
That's all right. Well, I wanted to call and say that I have been loving your morning show.
Thank you.
I've been trying to get, you know, send emails to Ken to tell him that if he doesn't pick you, I'm never pledging again.
Oh, don't do that. There's,
wow.
There's... Good candidates.
But you know what, Clay? I listen to all of them, and I've been listening to Jonesy for years, and I like Matt's music, but I would actually put the radio on purpose on FMU to
see
listen
that?
To you.
That's very
in the
sweet
morning.
Of you, Jolie. Thanks for calling me. I'm going to answer a couple more calls here. I've got about 20 minutes left. I appreciate your calling.
Clay.
Keep listening, will you?
Sure. Take care now.
You
bye.
Too. So nice talking
bye-bye.
To you.
Bye.
Wow, she's nice. I didn't get to
she
play
really
my,
liked you.
I didn't get to play my Kansas song. I'm afraid if I play the Kansas song, we
they,
won't get any
they're
more
They're
going
to go away, yeah.
I'll save it for the end, I guess. That
save
was
it
nice.
For when you get home.
So we'll hope that one of these isn't the ambusher, but I bet you it is. Okay, let's try it out here. Let's try this. WFMU, who's there?
Hey, I called before. Remember the baseball bat? Remember
right,
all that?
Right.
I had a thought when you asked me about what should people do.
Okay, quickly now.
Yeah, I think another way to get involved is, I just passed like a city Meals on Wheels. I know this it sounds almost wimpy kind of a thing, but I believe about the community organizing. That really got to me, and I'm telling anybody out there, get out of your house and do something.
Right.
That's just the idea. So that's all I wanted to say. But you guys have an excellent program, and I hope to listen to it again.
Thanks, man. I appreciate your interest today and your good ideas, okay?
Thank you very much. Be well.
Thank you. Be well, too,
bye.
Man. They make fun of those community. Obama was a community organizer, and that became a thing to make fun of.
And he became president. Why is that something to make fun of?
I don't
understand that.
Reagan was an actor. Jimmy Carter was a peanut farmer. Anybody's supposed to be able to rise to the presidency, not just a millionaire.
Yeah, what was Truman? He was just like a regular Joe.
Give him hell, Harry. Yeah, I'm not sure.
I forget
sure.
what he
That's
where,
a good question.
What his background was, but I know he was like a very simple guy.
Like you, Fob. A man of the people.
A man of the people, yeah.
Who's this? WFMU Dusty Show. Ah, there he goes. Must be because
idiots.
It's fun for him, though. Yeah. He likes it.
Yeah, no, he likes the attention.
Disrupting. Yeah, yeah. Disrupting's fun. I can dig it. I've done it. I used to do that when I was like 8 or 9.
I was going to say 11, but yeah. That's
right. He probably was 11. Yeah. You have to be a little more advanced.
Yeah, yeah, to plan these things out. Yeah. That's the mentality there. Yeah.
Dusty Show. They're starting to file in downstairs. Big show tonight. Savoy Motel from Nashville.
I thought you were going to say Savoy Brown.
No, Savoy Motel, really great band from Nashville in the house tonight. I played them a week ago. Really liked it. Who's on the phone?
Hello?
Hi,
go ahead.
I'm from the UK.
Hi, calling, from the UK.
Oh, wow.
So you got the Brexit to deal with over there. Do you feel like it's tied into this with Trump here and Marine Le Pen and what we see?
We did okay with Le Pen, didn't we?
She got shot down. That's good.
Maybe that's a sign. Hopefully we'll take that as a sign that this kind of white supremacy thing is ebbing a bit.
Where in the UK are you calling from?
I'm from London.
Oh, you're in London. Okay.
Yeah, we're in Hackney, East London.
What did you want to say? What did you want to say to America, man? What do you want to convey to us as a Londoner?
Where do you start, Clay? Where do you start?
I know.
I don't know. It's like watching a reality TV program at the moment.
Exactly, that's what it is.
But it's terrifying because that kind of makes things more acceptable, more palatable, and because everyone's so used to watching that kind of reality, it happens.
But what's interesting about that is that all of those shows, those types of shows, are actually highly manipulated. They're edited a certain way. They're directed a certain way. They're shot a certain way. There's nothing real about them, really. You know, that's the interesting thing. And when you really start to look at them, you can see that very clearly. You know, but that's aside from that, what's happening, you know, with politics right now is even more bizarre because there's a lot of shenanigans going on behind the scenes that we haven't actually, you know, we're not privy to just yet. It's all starting to bubble up, but until these investigations, you know, really kick in, we're not going to know all the facts.
Right. London.
Well, I mean, if he's going to keep, sort of getting rid of all the people who oppose him or speak up against him, where do we begin?
Right, then it becomes like an Erdogan.
A dictatorship.
Right,
then.
And that seems to be the people he admires most.
Yeah.
Yeah, so are you worried for us? Are you worried for the USA over there?
To be honest, I mean, you know, politics-wise, UK and, you know, Britain and the US at the moment are both kind of, unfortunately, laughing stocks, aren't we? But there is hope, you know. We've got an election coming up here in June, and I don't know. It's not going to halt Brexit. It's probably going to steamroll through the rest of that process. But I mean,
right.
Do you wish we went back to the monarchy and that the United States was still part of the monarchy?
I don't know about
the
that
colonies.
Too, but, Trump does. Yeah. Right. So I'm gonna let you.
I mean, you've got essentially a monarchy there with the president.
I'm gonna let you go, man, because we're running out of time, and I want to take a few more calls. Cool. What's your final message
of
peace?
Thanks so much for what you do over there, by the way.
Thank you, buddy.
We love it over in East London.
What's your final message to Americans tonight?
Just hold on.
Hold on.
This is your last one of your last callers. Just keep talking to your congressmen, senators.
Thanks for caring about us. We care about you guys too. All right, we're gonna make it through this crap.
Cheers. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
All right, love you too,
bye.
Buddy. Right, nice to talk to London. Gosh, Bob, they just keep calling.
Oh, what's that?
I don't know. Let's try a different line. Here we go. Dusty Show, who's there? Dusty Show, who's there?
Oh, I'm sorry. 1 second here. Okay. I've got the muted. Sorry. This is Corey.
Hi, Corey.
I've just totally lost faith in the American political system, so this Trump stuff doesn't surprise me.
How old are you, Corey? You sound young.
38.
Great. That's young to a Fob and I. So you've given up. Where does that leave you? Are you just disconnected? You're just going to work and ignoring it all? And
I mean, how do you deal with it on a day-to-day basis?
I really try to ignore as much of it as possible, but I still read the news every day, multiple times a day, and just get crushed by it.
You're not ignoring it at all, then, is what you're telling me.
Well, I try to ignore it.
Right.
And I'm failing horribly at it.
Do you think it's dangerous if we... Sometimes I chastise my wife a little bit. Don't ignore it. It's so dangerous if we all ignore it. And she's really not ignoring it. She's just, you know...
Deals
even,
with it in a
even
different
keeled.
Way.
I'm
yeah.
like on the ledge, you
right.
know. But is it dangerous if we just go, you know what, I'm just going to tune this crap out?
I kind of feel like we've already lost the game.
Really?
Interesting. Speak on that
a
little bit.
I feel like it's set up for people who aren't rich, white, and men to just lose and lose and lose and lose and lose. And out of those
That's
categories,
depressing.
I'm two out of three of them.
Right,
sorry,
you are.
Fabio.
I mean, you have a lot of advantages in this.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Right.
I mean, the whole country is set up for me.
But it's not the kind of guy you want to be anymore, is it, in this modern world that we wanted to be a little more progressive?
I mean, I have joked with my wife, well, not really joked, but jokingly mentioned to my wife several times, it's like, white dudes shouldn't be allowed to run for stuff anymore.
Do you have white guilt, what they call white guilt?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah. What do you want? I try to push this forward. Where is all this headed? Where do you see it headed?
I'm walking around my apartment right now, and when you asked that, I stopped by my bathroom, and I'm looking at the toilet.
Right. What does that mean? Is it a metaphor? We're going right down the toilet?
No, I think it might kind of be literal by now. I mean, Stephen Hawking said we've got 100 years to get off the planet. Previously, he said 1,000 years.
So you're saying none of this really matters. It's over because of the climate.
Yeah, I really think it is.
And the bombs.
Oh, the bombs are going to start falling once the climate really goes to crap.
What do you want to say to listeners? Somebody out there's sitting there alone, and they're frightened. They're frightened. I read that online. People say, I'm terrified. I'm scared. Fabio and I have support systems. We have wonderful wives and friends. Some people are out there all alone, really scared. Say something to them. Encourage them. Give them courage. I think that's what we need. Backbone. Fight. Courage. We need it. We got to fight, man. We got to fight. We say play. We're not playing.
I think
if you want something in America, you got to fight for it.
You do. You do.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it just, I remember going through the Clinton presidency and just watching what he was doing, and then going through the Bush presidency and watching what he was doing, and it's like, oh, wow, this is getting set up that, screw you guys type deal.
Right.
If you're not one of us, tough.
I gotta let you go, man.
All right, right on, Clay. Have a great day.
Keep listening, Fabio. Keep
right,
listening,
thanks.
Will ya?
Bye-bye.
I will.
Thanks, man. I appreciate your input tonight.
Hey, thank you.
Okay, my friend.
Bye.
12 minutes in front of 7, Hardy White along at the top of the hour with Miracle Nutrition. The TNP follows. Just one call right now. You can call before the top of the hour, 201-209-9368 if you want to get in. Dusty Show, who's there?
Hey, guys. Good evening.
Good evening.
Who's this?
This is Jamie.
Hi, Jamie. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Really digging the show, as always.
Thanks,
where are you
Jamie.
Calling from?
I am calling from bucolic Westtown, New York, in Orange County.
All right.
Westtown.
Westtown, okay. Not too far from Middletown, Goshen.
Uh-huh.
Goshen. Is that where that old, remember that old term, land of Goshen?
I don't know if it is.
Kind of like Peshaw, one of those old exclamations uh-huh, people. Uh-huh. I wonder if that's, or if Goshen is somewhere over in the Middle East or something.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. What's your take on all this, man, in a nutshell? We don't have a whole lot of time left. What do you think?
Part of the problem is, Clay, is there's no discourse anymore.
Okay.
That's true.
You can't talk to anybody. You know, it's not like the Goldwater Republicans used to be. You could, you know, people would reach across the aisle. I think now things are so balkanized and
balkanized.
You know, to acquiesce, to settle is looked upon as being weak. You know, I really feel that. And, you know, I think we really saw it coming with Merrick Garland. You know, you had an idea what was coming. You know what they were doing. They're looking to stack the deck with the court for the next 30, 40 years. And, you know, I'm wondering, and I voted for Hillary, I'm wondering if the Democrats might have done the same thing, perhaps a little, not quite as heavy-handed.
Okay.
You know, so I just think you got to start talking.
Right.
You know,
I totally agree with you. Finger-pointing and accusations only is like a temporary balm or a salve. It feels good for a minute, but it gets us nowhere.
No.
You know, and some people will make fun of you if you extend an olive branch or talk about talking or love or concepts like that. But
yeah, I agree. And to borrow a word from Fabio from before, you know, you look upon as a pussy.
I wish that more Trump people would call, but maybe they're not listening to begin with. But I don't want to accuse them or talk down. I really just want to hear how they're thinking.
And I think people have a tendency to watch their MSNBC and to watch their Fox News.
Right.
They don't listen to the other side.
And I think if you listen to any station long enough, it's going to get under your skin and into your mind, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
MSNBC, I watch it a lot, Rachel Maddow and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so I don't know what kind of balanced picture I'm, but it's hard to know where to get your news. Where do you get your news?
I go online, the BBC. I go on MSNBC. I read a lot of I'm a dinosaur. I still do actually read some papers.
I like Reuters. I like Washington Post.
Guardian.
The Guardian. You know, I listen to Democracy Now. God bless the folks there.
Kirsten was telling me about this rogue White House site, insider voices from inside.
Really?
They're
like leaking information?
Yeah, she swears by it.
Really?
Says it's really interesting.
I wish I could
think of the name of it. And we're loving all your comments on the Aki playlist, too. We're reading them. What do you want to say to listeners? I'm going to let you go because we have a couple more calls here I'd like to squeeze in for the top of the hour. What do you want to say to people, man, from your heart? A lot of concern out there.
As cliche as it's going to sound, as Hallmark card as it's going to sound, we only have one country. You know, I mean, for God's sake, you know, I don't want to paraphrase Rodney King, but you know what I mean. We all got to come together somehow. We got to, you know, we're all in this together, and I'll let you go. Thanks, fellas.
Right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Good night.
Nice stuff. I feel that way, too. Like some of this digging in the heels, Bob, I wonder if it's just people like, you're going to take our victory away. Screw, don't we won? We won.
I feel like
if they plugged somebody else in there that was sane, like even like Romney or somebody, I'd feel much better. Pence, his religious extremities seems kind of weird to me, but I might feel like he's a little more ball game.
He scares me a lot.
But would you trade out for him right now?
No.
You wouldn't do it.
I want to see justice done. That's what I want to see.
Right. Let's go.
And I feel that, just going back for a second, I feel that people are behaving the way they are. And we were talking about how they're not communicating.
Right.
Because of the way, like, these news outlets, things like Fox News and people like...
caller, hold on just a
second. You know, all these, like, blowhards that are on the radio... They have this very black and white approach to it.
Look at the example that's set for us with our people in government.
Yeah.
To be seen even working with the other side is a sign of weakness,
exactly.
A sign of betrayal.
So how
do we feel as citizens?
Exactly, yeah.
We do need to talk, man. I wish there could just be...
It's a really bad situation because if people don't start communicating, it's just going to get worse.
Right, and that's how, you know, civil wars start eventually.
Well, I don't think we're
quite
there yet.
Nobody wants to say that, do they?
I don't think we're there yet.
But you hear murmurs about it.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I hope not.
Me too. Well, of
course. That would be, like, crazy if something like that happened. But I think the way this government was set up has the potential to fix all this stuff because they set it up with these things in mind. That's
right now,
why
it feels like they're ignoring it.
Well,
though,
they are.
Why is Jeff Sessions advising Trump when he's supposed to be recused from the whole thing?
Yeah,
but
no
nothing
sense.
Is done.
No, it makes no sense.
Right.
It's really crazy it's very upsetting,
and
actually.
And you hear stuff like, oh, my God, if Hillary had done this, she'd be in chains right now.
Right.
Well, or headed be on a pike.
Yeah, right.
Or...
It would be... they'd be screaming.
But if I was a Republican, I mean... I might have to say I might enjoy just watching Democrat heads explode. It might be fun sport after all 8 years of being miserable.
Well, it's not just 8 years of being miserable. You know, like the Republicans didn't have the control they have in Congress or the Senate for a long time.
Right.
For a long time. And, you know, now they're really like feeling it. They're loving it. They're having it. And they're going to run with it. So, anyway.
Well, let's
are you going to play a record or are you going to take a call?
Let's take another one here. Dusty Show, anybody there?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, how are you? What's your name?
Good. My name is Netta.
Hi, Netta. How are you? What are you feeling about all this, Netta?
Good. I've been saying that I think there's a civil war looming for a long time now. I'm worried that, I want him to get impeached more than anyone, but I'm worried about what would happen afterwards. I think it would just be, complete chaos. Because the people that voted for him, so many of them are just, anti-establishment. And if we impeach him, it's just going to make it seem like, that there are these, people behind the curtain and working against them.
Right. Right. It's a lot of people. It's what, 35, 40% of the population?
Yeah, but impeachment means that there have to be real legal, issues.
Grounds.
Yeah. They can't just impeach him because they don't like him.
Right, right.
Of course. But there's right now there's two medias going on and they're always listening to their side of the story and coming up with their own conspiracies. There's always going to be an answer for everything. And that's what I've realized from looking at the comments all the time, because I'm addicted to that too.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, I had to delete Facebook off my phone. It was so bad a month ago.
At work, are you looking at it?
Yeah, it worked, because it's just having to go through Safari on my phone was so much of a hassle that I pretty much stopped looking at Facebook. Just deleting the app really helped.
I'm going to ask you to give your message of peace and love to our listeners, Annetta, and then we got to run.
Okay. I read this morning, but Abe Lincoln said the best way to destroy an enemy is to make him a friend.
Hmm.
And
I believe that. We got to start heading that direction, and I know it seems like a tall order for people.
It's really hard. I know. It's something I need to work on myself, but I think we all need to work on it.
Yeah. Netta, I loved your call.
Need a little more patience.
I loved your call. I'm glad when we get calls from women. That's sometimes a lot of guys here at FMU, but we appreciate your voice. Will you call me again?
Thanks. Yeah, definitely. I think you're great. I've always loved your show. I've been listening for many years now.
Thanks, Netta. Keep listening, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right,
bye.
You take care. Fob, thanks to you for sitting in today. Really
sure.
Appreciate it. It's a lot of fun.
Sure.
And we'll have to do this again. And
we
thanks
will.
To all the listeners. We had a lot of nice comments today, a lot of good comments. I'll be looking over those later. And thanks for everybody's call. I'm sorry if you didn't get in, but we are out of time. Hardee's next with Miracle Nutrition. And the whole TNP is to follow. And I leave you with the song from Kansas.
Do the legal.
Oh, yeah, we can do that now. WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Bye.
This is Kansas. Can I tell you something, FMU? Hardee is next. Stay with us. Thanks for listening today.
Can I tell you something? I got to tell you one thing. If you expect the freedom that you say is yours, we'll be right back.
Hardy, I just got to, I had to hear this jam, Hardy. Just a minute more. Carrie Livgren.
You deserve it. Help us to preserve it. Oh, being free will just be words and nothing more.
That's it, everybody. That's the Dusty Show. Hardy White's next. Miracle Nutrition. Thanks for listening.
The Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White. I'm Hardy White. Join me now, won't you, as we get together and stare at one another like we're looking at a mirror. But it's not a mirror. It's just you over there pretending to be me, and I'm pretending to be you. And we wave our hands together like that, and then I realize, hey, that's not me. That's Harpo pretending to be me. Silly Harpo. Silly me. The Red Elephant Hypothesis, as read by Hardy White. I am told I began my life as a single thing, a cell. I was once a cell. So at least there was a point when I was not in prison, but was the prison. However, not content to be just one thing, I divided against myself, like a House of Lincoln, and then inevitably kept dividing until I reached an absurd level of complexity which still to the outside world looks like one simple person, or more accurately, a simpleton. So here I am now, an impossibly complicated simpleton in a cell, a prison. And not one of my own making, since I wouldn't even know how to begin making such a dismal place, but one made by, well, I don't really know by whom. I'm fairly sure not by the people who put me here, because they don't seem capable of being constructive in any way, even if that construct is a prison. But someone made it so there would be places to put people like me who need to be put somewhere because their freedom would either be contagious and harm others, or maybe it's simply a punishment for not being someone else. And I'm very guilty of that, so I guess I belong here. What is my crime? I have no idea, really. I was going about my business, looking at things and thinking about them, and then I must have made the mistake of communicating one of those thoughts, and this angered a certain individual who is blessed to be able to channel his anger into action. And so I was taken away from my work and put in here for the protection of others and to punish me for whatever it is I did, so that if I ever figure out what that is, I won't do it again. I'm not looking for pity, really. I may, in fact, deserve my fate. Who knows? But the fact is, like I said, people who are exactly like me hate me, so they would prefer they don't see me. Folks like to think they are different from one another. So when something reminds them they are all the same, they try to do away with that reminder and reassert their originality. The one mistake they made in punishing me is that they gave me a bed. If they really wanted to break my spirit, they would have locked my dreams away. But fortunately, they didn't know about them or underestimated their power. And so each night, I'm able to get away from this place, even if it's only to walk some dark street where lampposts talk about baseball and the grocery clerks fly. What I want to tell you about, and this is probably what got me into trouble in the first place, is a certain dream I had just the night before. I was walking around the cell like I do every day, thinking about why I was here like I do every day, and then suddenly I got sleepy like I do every day. I laid down on the bed, or at least I thought I did, because when I leaned back, instead of hitting the mattress, I just kept falling. This must be what they mean by falling asleep. I fell. I fell through dark black space, at first empty and cold, and then through light blue mist and light red mist, and into a deep blue sky that seemed as limitless as the black space before. Then through clouds that seemed to rush by because it felt more like the sky was moving past me and through me rather than me falling through it. At last, though, my beautiful fall came to a jarring and uncomfortable end as I plunged back first into water and sank in an unpleasant and suffocating way. As my momentum slowed, I was able to swim towards the surface, towards the light above me. And when I surfaced, I could see I was in a river. I bobbed in the middle of this river, which, thank goodness, was very still, and I could easily swim to one side or the other as I looked around. That's when I first saw the soldiers. Soldiers lined both sides of the riverbank, uniformly blocking my way. And one of them called out, "State your rank and which side you're on." "He's not one of ours," shouted one of the soldiers on my right. "He's not one of ours either," shouted one on the opposing side. "I don't think I'm a soldier," I cried. "He's not a soldier," said one of the red-dressed soldiers, because some of the soldiers were dressed in red and their counterparts were dressed in black. One cried, "Is your allegiance to the general or the marshal?" "I'm not sure," I answered. "You have to pick one. It's either the general or the marshal." "I just dropped from the sky just now, so honestly, I don't know." There was much murmuring at this confession. It was then that I first saw the red elephant, a majestic beast with magnificent tusks and intense, intelligent eyes. He stepped up from behind the red soldiers and addressed me.
"You there, you look red to me. Swim to this side. I'll rescue you myself, but I cannot cross the river."
So I swam to the elephant, because when a large red elephant talks to you and summons you with firmness and reason in his voice, you swim towards him. He spoke to me again.
"What were you doing in the river? The river's not meant to be in, only crossed. Where were you headed?"
I don't know. I think straight down."
"That's very unusual and definitely not correct."
"I have questions," I said. "First, where am I?"
"You are in China, my friend."
You know, I've never been to China, but I'm pretty sure it doesn't look like this."
"So you don't know where you are at all?"